Progress.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast with Jay Gordon Duncan. And if you're wondering why the J, the answer is I'm not a bagpipe player. And if that joke doesn't make any sense, I encourage you to check out episode zero, where I explain that joke as well as the purpose of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast, where we talk about faith, family, fitness, finances, and sometimes fun. Well, gang, thanks so much. Great to see you. Good to be back. I appreciate everybody's response to last week's episode. I appreciate that you guys commented, liked, and subscribed. I appreciate, again, you guys are phenomenal. Just every week, 500 plus episodes coming here and going. And it looks like the Capitalize Your Best logo behind me is going to stay. So I haven't heard any negative feedback. I asked for your feedback on it, and I haven't heard anything negative. So here it is. So if you're watching, there's Capitalize Your Best logo behind me. If you're not watching, there's a Capitalize Your Best logo behind me. So again, thanks so much, gang. So a couple of things. I'm actually not in a cap. I've actually shaved. You're like, what's going on? I am recording on my typical Saturday morning. But this morning I got up and cut the grass for the very first time of the year. I love cutting the grass. I really do. But I cut the grass at like 7:30 in the morning. So I'm already showered and shaved afterwards. I was not going to go from cutting the grass to straight to filming. I was nasty and disgusting. So the rare Saturday morning where I'm actually cleaned up a little bit. So thanks so much for tolerating me with my ball cap most Saturdays. But it's funny, day in and day out, I'm dressed, sport coat and the whole deal. And when we used to record the podcast in the studio, that's what you get. But now that we're not in the formal studio anymore, you get me at home on Saturday morning. So you get me a little more casual, typically drinking out of a coffee mug. This is my Philadelphia mug. So when I was up doing my seminars in Doylestown and Philadelphia, I had to snag one. We try to get the Starbucks mug everywhere we go. So before we hop in, guys, a couple of things coming up. Mark your calendars. April 18th, Realtor Mastermind, another running of the 10 social media strategies. I'd love for you to hop on that. What's today? Saturday, just this past Thursday, we did a virtual only in the Capitalize Your Best Facebook group. And that was phenomenal. We got some new folks in there. I just finished a run of 5 seminars in 10 days, 4 of which were the 10 strategy seminars. One was a course creation seminar for a writer's group. And so right now, April 18th is the first seminar for April that is booked. But I think I'm going to do one more before then on email CRM strategies. We did a deep dive on that with Capitalized Elite Group. Those are all my clients. They have a private Facebook group. And we did an hour-long end-of-month seminar with that. And that went so well, I think it's going to be a topic that comes back up. So again, if you want to know what's going on in all these things, you can set up an appointment with me at CapitalizeYourBest.com. Just go to CapitalizeYourBest.com, hit that button on the left, and set up an appointment with me. So having said all that, this is for much of the world. This is, well, for the world, it is Easter weekend. I know that not everybody celebrates the resurrection of Jesus. And I understand that, respect, there's people in different backgrounds. But what this used to be for me, I was first ordained in 1999. So what this was for me for 20 years was serving in Easter services. I'm not excluding attending. I'm talking about, you know, putting together, playing music, preaching, and things like that. And our church that we started here in Virginia, we would do what's called a Maundy Thursday service. And that's a big celebratory dinner and Lord's Supper. And we just share all the things we're thankful for. We would do a Good Friday service, which is also called a Tenebrae, which is a service of darkness, which is a reflection on the death of Christ. Saturday, we would run the Young Lives 5K. Young Lives was a ministry that we supported here in town. That 5K doesn't exist anymore. COVID killed it. And then, of course, on Sunday morning, we would do Easter Sunday. And when I was full-time minister, you know, I was working in the music as well. And so we would work up 20 plus songs. The music team would practice a great deal over those songs. And then, of course, you've got to write a Thursday homily, a Friday tenebrae service, and then a Sunday Easter service. And so there were many in Easter Sunday where I would finish and just collapse. Or if spring break coincided with the end of Easter, we would get away for a little bit of time. And I still, when Easter comes up, it's still like, wow. And there's many of my buddies and their families who are still involved, producing and writing and creating those kind of services, right now. So, but in light of that, my friend James Boslaw, who is a realtor investor here in town, invited me to do a podcast on the role my faith now serves in my business. Now I'm not a full-time minister anymore, now that I've retired. And that question comes up. I'm going to share with you a minute a lot of the questions I get. I was in a seminar recently, and someone asked me that question, and I got a chance to share. And so it's taken me about a month to put together this podcast. And I thought, well, Easter weekend is a great time to record it. And so I get questions a lot when people knew that I was a full-time minister. I remember right after retiring and going full-time with Capitalized Marketing, I bumped into a couple. And I knew the wife, but I did not know the husband, or at least I really had not met him a whole lot. Excuse me. And so she's introducing me to him, or reintroducing me to him. And she was like, "This is Gordon. He was, the pastor at this church," and gave the introduction. And he was like, "You're not the pastor there anymore?" And I was like, "No, I've retired. I'm now in marketing." And he goes, "Were you not a believer anymore?" And it was interesting that there was a correlation in his mind that if I retired from ministry, I might have abandoned my faith. And I get questions like that. People, for some reason, equate that. Probably because a lot of people equate if you're a minister, you're a minister until you die. And I'm still, or I'm still an ordained minister. I could do weddings in Virginia and that kind of thing. But the question is, well, then why did you leave? So initially, I assure people, I didn't become an apostate or something like that. And then I've explained that before. I think I explained that last week in the grab bag of questions episode, about why I made the transition. And so then I go into that. But what role does my faith now play? Well, there's things that should be universal. I try to act with integrity. I don't steal. I try to keep my word. I mean, those things should be given for any business, but should essentially be even more so with my professed faith. But what really drives me now is really where we get capitalize your best. I don't get to explain this often, but I've done it on the podcast. I'm happy to do it now. There's a parable in Matthew 25. Now, parables are the stories that Jesus would tell to demonstrate a point. And typically, the point's pretty difficult. I mean, if you don't take away a hard lesson from a parable, you probably missed it. And sometimes Jesus will interpret his parables, and sometimes he won't. And so it's kind of left to trying to figure it out. In Matthew 25, and forgive the slurping, but I'm going to drink my coffee. Matthew 25, there's a parable of a manager who owns land. And excuse me, he owns the land, and he has three managers or stewards. And he's going to leave, and he gives each one of them various amounts of gold coins. Now, in that day, a gold coin was called a talent. And so he gives each one of them a various amount of gold, which is a various amount of responsibility. The first gets more than the second, and the last one gets the least. And he leaves. Well, in the parable, he returns and he asks each one, of the stewards, the managers, to come back and say, to give a reckoning. How did you do with, what did you do with the coins that I gave you, the talents? And so the first explains that he doubled his investment. I took the ones you gave me and I've been able to do these things with it. And now, I've been able to double your investment. And so the landowner rewards him and gives him more, more responsibility and more gifting. And then the second one has done the same thing. He had less talents than the first, but he's able to steward them or manage them well, and he gave the owner a return on the investment, and he too is rewarded. Well, then he goes to the third one, and the third one says, "You know what? You're a hard man, and I was really afraid that if I invested them, I would lose them. So I buried them because I wanted to make sure that you at least got back what you gave me." And the owner is furious. Some translations say, "You're a wicked servant." And so he takes away the coin and gives it to one of the other managers and punishes the manager who hid it in the ground and didn't do anything with it. Now, this parable has been told over and over again. But the principle behind it, one of the many, is that we are gifted with certain abilities, talents, opportunities. And the expectation is that we would steward them well and grow them. And not growing them, is disobedience. So practically, as a musician, I needed to grow that ability and use it to honor God, any talent you have. And so that was one of the quick issues at hand when I retired from ministry, is that I was also gifted in business and I wasn't stewarding that fully. Well, part of the reason our program at Capitalized Marketing is called Capitalize Your Best is because I believe that everyone has unique gifts and talents. And when they have an opportunity to grow those gifts and talents and let the world know about those gifts and talents, then when they do that, they can grow their businesses. And that's what we do. We help people capitalize on what they do best so that they can grow their businesses. And so we help them figure out, well, hey, what is your gifting? Who would that gifting best serve? Let's create marketing that will target that client with your gifting, and then they will best benefit and you will grow your business. And so the whole premise of Capitalize Your Best is built around that parable. Now, we have clients of every faith background, every demographic you can imagine. So no one, of course, most people don't even know that Capitalize Your Best is based upon the parable of the talents. I don't mind sharing it, but I don't lead with that. So the role my faith serves in my business now, in addition to integrity and honesty and hard work and those kind of things, is living out Matthew 25. First of all, this is my gifting that I'm using. I'm a teacher, educator, marketer, business person, and so I live that out now. And then I'm enabling people to find the thing that they do best. I'm helping them grow it, and I'm helping them match it to the client that they can best serve. And when we do that, their businesses will grow, and the people that they serve, they will be served and grow as well. And so the role, one of the many ways that my faith plays a role in my business, is enabling people through Matthew 25 to capitalize on what they do best, to be a good steward or a good manager of the gifts they have. And that's the role I'm serving now. I'm not day-to-day preaching. I'm not doing those things that I used to do anymore. But I still feel very much like I get an opportunity to serve by helping people capitalize on what they do best. So on this Easter weekend, some of you will be watching this on Sunday. The podcast debuts in my Facebook group early. So some of you guys might be watching this on Easter Sunday. And then some of you are going to find it Monday or Tuesday as you listen to it. So I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to share about the role of faith in my business now. And I appreciate people who have various backgrounds, convictions, and demographics who are willing to who want to work with me because I'm happily able to work with people of different convictions and stripes. And so, thank you very much. I mean, I'm honored. I told someone the other day, I feel like the field in which I work is much larger than it's ever been, and that's what I wanted. And I'm thankful to do that. It's my growing of my ability. So, guys, thanks for listening to this. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I hope you have a wonderful week as we start the second quarter of 2024, which is crazy. I hope each and every one of you are able to just grow, capitalize on what you do best, serve others, grow your revenue. As many of you listen to this podcast for other reasons, I'm hoping this is a season of health and joy for you and your relationships. But guys, thank you so much. If you want to reach out to me, you can always find me on all the socials, or you can just set up an appointment with me at capitalizeyourbest.com. Grab that little left button and then keep looking for my next seminars. Next one booked is April 18th, but I might have another one coming up for then. Looking forward to hearing from you. Thank you. Look forward to your feedback on this episode. And I can't wait to talk to you again next week. Thanks so much, friends.